It is Acadiana's
reigning, defending, undisputed
number one sports talk station. And this is its exclusive podcast on the sport of
professional wrestling.
1037 The Game's 20 by 20 Pro Graps podcast is scheduled for one fall. 20 minutes on everything happening inside the 20 by 20 squared circle.
Are you ready?
Ring the bell.
You know the only thing worse than an 88 mile an hour chonchon to the face?
89 mile an hour chonchon to the face.
No, that's the guess, but I don't know if chonchon could go that fast. It's an 88 mile an hour pinocha to the face.
Oh, saw one of those for the first time in my life.
Zelina Vega versus Lana. Match of the week, maybe? Probably.
Could have been. Aiden English, damn you.
Yeah, if it weren't for the New Day and the Bar. Welcome to the 20 by 20 Pro Professional Wrestling Podcast.
Where we always keep it tranquilo.
Yes. Cody Schutz is here with me, Alan Migel. Clint Domain's on assignment this week. His assignment is to clear his browser history as he's getting ready for the Mae Young Classic, because he's been doing a lot of quote-unquote research, Cody.
I don't want to say anything. He's not here to defend himself, but yeah, his pick shouldn't surprise you.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I'm saving for the end of the show. We have Clint Domain's pick. He said we could reveal it for him since he can't be on the show today for the Mae Young Classic, which will get underway this week, although it will not air on the WWE Network live.
Well, that's similar, right? Like the CWC and
the Cruiserweight Classic was recorded. Mae Young Classic last year was recorded,
and
yes.
The finals are all, or not, I don't want to say always, but the finals are
finals
at
are live.
A special event.
The finals are live, and they will be at the WWE Evolution pay-per-view. But before we get, that's the climax.
Oh, by the way, WWE Evolution pay-per-view, October 24th, yeah. I believe.
Eighth,
the first ever all-women's professional wrestling pay-per-view.
You don't say.
Very proud.
Did anyone?
Very proud.
Did
Thank
anyone,
you, Stephanie.
Yes, it's all Stephanie McMahon.
She did it. She finally did it.
Well, that'll be coming at the end. Clint's big Mae Young Classic winner, that reveal coming up later on in the show. But throughout this show, we need to talk about SummerSlam. It's just over a week away in Brooklyn, New York, Cody. I think this is one of the biggest and best cards in a while. And I can't pinpoint the match that has the most juice, the one I'm most excited for. Although I'm leaning towards, especially after this week, Brock Lesnar versus the Big Dog for the Universal title. Simply because of what Paul Heyman was able to do to get those last few stragglers on to Team Big Dog by showing that Brock Lesnar is indeed a scumbag who makes grown men cry.
Yeah, that I am intrigued very much by. I just want to see what's going to happen. Not when Roman's music hits. When Roman's music hits, they're going to boo. That's just, it's natural reaction at this point. It's once the match starts. Alan, we were both inside the Superdome for WrestleMania 34. The main event was hijacked, whether we liked it or not.
By beach balls.
By beach balls and I guess mostly beach balls.
Mostly beach balls.
Yeah, you're right. But I think maybe we might see something different, and that's what I'm interested in. Main event, probably. And I
That will be the last match, absolutely. Has to be.
And I expect it. Finally, who knows what happens in the ring? Two great competitors. But I think the crowd will finally be into the match. Whether they're cheering for Roman or not, who knows. But I think the crowd will be into the match, finally. And
I don't know about that. This is New York. They're a smart-ass crowd. I think they're going to be bringing beach balls. There might be other kind of blown-up things being thrown around the building there in the Barclays Center.
Like dildos and sex dolls.
No. I was thought like...
No, of course
no,
not.
Like
of course not.
Pool noodles and such. And summer things. Rubber duckies and blown-up dogs. I don't know. Balloons.
New York, though, it's such a great summer city.
It is.
Man, I mean, it's just amazing.
Have you ever been in New York in the summer? It's hot as hell, and it's so great. You jump in front of a fire hydrant to get cooled off. It's really
fun.
Oh,
it's like Do the Right Thing.
Yeah.
Spike Lee joint.
That happens everywhere in New York. I live there. It's a thing. Summer is big in New York City.
I mean,
it's the reason why SummerSlam's always held there.
I've only been to New York once.
It's the quintessential summer town.
I was there December 23rd. It was 75 degrees outside, and I carried a beanie around in my hands all day. New York confuses me.
When 103.7 The Game, blows up even bigger than we already are, and I get to purchase a summer home, you could bet your ass it's going to be in New York City.
I want some oceanfront property in New York City.
Yeah, I live on the ocean in New York, where Roman Reigns is going to defeat Brock Lesnar. But how about Paul Heyman blubbering, crying? But at the end, on WWE's YouTube channel, they have a very special video, unaired on Raw, of Paul Heyman being asked if Brock Lesnar will lose at SummerSlam. He said, on Raw, no way, Roman has no chance. And then on this special video, he says, unless what, Cody? Unless what?
I guess unless Paul Heyman says it ain't so.
Unless Paul Heyman works against Brock Lesnar, you think?
I mean, wait, hold it. He got
fired, essentially, by Brock. His services are no longer being utilized by Brock Lesnar.
How did their relationship end the first time? Didn't Heyman screw Brock?
Yeah, and teamed with the Big Show.
Didn't Heyman also screw Punk?
Did he?
Pretty sure.
Was that the Shield thing? I don't even remember that far back.
But this, I mean,
Paul Heyman screwed some people over before, yes.
Yeah, and you know what? This may be the most justified Paul Heyman's ever been on screwing someone over. You heard Lesnar. Paul, we were never friends. And, I mean, that cuts deep even to an advocate like Paul Heyman. So,
what if Paul Heyman turns and starts advocating for the big dog? And he comes out and says, ladies and gentlemen, the Samoan badass. Do you think people would cheer for Roman then?
Yes? Marks?
You think? Because they're all wrapped around the finger of Paul Heyman and Vince McMahon. I think that easily could happen. For sure.
This finger here, sir.
It already kind of has. Because look, everybody's cheering, we want Roman. Although they were in great wrestling towns where the fans know what's up. They were in Jacksonville, Orlando, Tampa the last 2 weeks.
Hey, where's Roman Reigns from, Alan?
Pensacola, Florida.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true. But he gets booed in Atlanta and he played at Georgia Tech, so go figure.
I guess so, but I mean, Atlanta, they're big Sun Belt fans there.
That's a big Georgia State crowd. So, there's the big match with the most juice, but all these other matches have a whole lot of juice. AJ and Samoa Joe, you got family being talked about in that one, not to mention, oh yeah, it's for the WWE title, and it's the first time two former TNA athletes, all-timers, are going at it for that title in the WWE. Samoa Joe, AJ Styles, you pegging that to be the workers' match, the match that steals the show, or
no?
Are you thinking that's the Intercontinental title match?
No, again.
Are you thinking that's Ronda versus Alexa Bliss?
Third, no.
You're thinking it's the New Day versus the Bludgeon Brothers.
Now you got it.
That's your match right there. That's the one.
That's what I like.
That won you over with the main event on SmackDown this
exactly.
Week.
Ride, momentum. A very tangible, real thing. New Day is going to ride that momentum all the way to SummerSlam and figure out a way to... I think is going to happen is we'll see the same combination. We'll see Big E and... because you asked.
And Kofi.
We'll see Big E and Kofi taking on the Bludgeons for the titles while Xavier hides the mallets. He'll run over and he'll grab their big hammers and he'll go hide them somewhere.
Not cool to go touch another man's hammer. That's wrong. It's not cool. Xavier Woods.
But, I mean, Xavier Woods, we know, has a reputation. And you do anything for those SmackDown titles. 5-time tag team champion.
What kind of reputation does Xavier Woods have? He's a video game nerd. That's all I know him for.
Yeah. That's okay, Alan. It is going to be all right. I guess since Clint's not here and he can't get all uncomfortable and say, yeah, you remember those videos of Xavier Woods fucking the shit out of Paige?
Oh, Jesus. On the internet? Joe, remember those? Yeah, I remember.
Made you uncomfortable now.
That was the general manager of SmackDown.
Yeah. What she needed was her two airbags in front of her thin, and then things wouldn't have gone so bad.
Xavier Woods. I mean, they were just having a good time. It's not like anything bad happened during
that. No, nothing
bad.
Happened.
I mean, it was just the video leaked.
And? I mean, I'm not saying that. I just said he has a reputation.
Really? Nobody's career was damaged at all from that.
Look at that Maddox fella. How's he doing?
I think he retired on purpose. He just was tired of
going
wrestling.
Out on top.
Yeah, I mean, that might have been his main goal, was to get with the future general manager of SmackDown. He did that.
He accomplished.
Xavier Woods went on to be a 5-time tag team champion, And Paige is now the general manager of SmackDown. So you can usually, I would, except for Hulk Hogan, anyone else who's ever had a sex tape usually comes out pretty better. It comes off better for sure, usually. I'm trying to think. Sex tape. Who made Kim
Screech?
Kardashian a really big star. Well, sometimes the sex tape doesn't work positive or negative.
Okay.
Did Screech went to jail, though, did he? But yeah. I don't think because of that.
It's not illegal to have sex.
Yeah. Or tape it, really.
No, it's actually, if you're paying someone for sex, the only legal way to do that is to tape it.
Oh, that's, wait, that's some good advice right there.
It is. If you are paying for relations of some sort, just set a camera up in the corner. Now it's porn.
Now it's just porn. And if nobody gets paid, just say we're trying to become, further our careers. And that also works too.
If no one gets paid, then it really is just a good time.
It is. And they had a good time. And now we're having a good time getting ready for SummerSlam, which now has a theme song we're not going to play this week, maybe next week. Flo Rida, the theme of the summer. Cody, do you think it's appropriate, the new song?
Yeah.
What is it? Good Vibration? Good Sensation?
Yeah,
Sweet Sensation, it's called.
It samples Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Which samples another song.
God.
It has to, right?
Yeah. I mean, Good Vibration. That's not just Marky Mark? I mean, I don't know. Also, that does not bode well for Jeff Hardy. Because Shinsuke has bad vibrations. But Sweet Sensation, that's all, you know, hey. It's Flo Rida. It's a win. It's a 10.
If your pay-per-view has a theme song by Flo Rida, your pay-per-view is going to be really successful and really good. Which is why I'm kind of bummed that All In, which is going to be on pay-per-view now, doesn't have Flo Rida on board. But it's still going to be really good. You know I'm All In.
I heard that you were All In.
I'm All In.
I would like to put in a request
September
for
the
1st. All In theme song to be the Wiggles version of the Hokey Pokey.
I don't think that's going to be
your left foot in.
I think they got Downstate to do it. You know the band Downstate?
I do know the band. Why do I know the band Downstate?
Because
they sing that song Kingdom?
They do. Yeah. Adrenaline in my soul. Yeah, Cody's really, everyone, I learned before the show today, Cody's really good at knowing the official titles of wrestler themes. You and I
Ask me one.
And I will just say, hey, you like the Hardy Boys theme? Oh, yeah, I love that theme. Dun it, dun it, dun it. And Cody would be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, the name that's Loaded, by the way.
Exactly.
If you wanted to know, Hardy Boys tag team theme is Loaded.
Yeah, Cody knows the actual titles of those songs, which is cool.
Yep.
All In, though, Downstate does Cody's theme, the Miz's theme. They're an actual band. Yes.
And
they'll be doing the All In theme. That's the rumor.
Quiet on the set.
So All In is a pay-per-view. The biggest independent wrestling event in the history of the world in Chicago on September 1st, and it's going to be on pay-per-view on the Fight app and on WGN America with 0 hour. The first hour of the show will be on cable all across the country.
WGN America.
They have won. The Bucks and Cody have won. They have succeeded. They filled the building. They got a cable deal. They got it on pay-per-view. Everybody in the world's going to be able to watch it now.
Fuck you, Dave Meltzer.
Although Dave Meltzer's all a part of it. He's so happy.
So is Matthew from Botchmania.
They're all involved and they're all a part of it because wrestling rules the world.
This, though, calling the All-In show the biggest independent wrestling event, technically, maybe you're true, but calling All-In an independent show is like calling the Big Three an independent basketball league.
It is, isn't it?
I mean,
it's run
again,
by Ice Cube independently.
Again,
of
technically it is
big,
but
major company.
And I'm not shitting on money by any means. I went to the big show. All in
so much better than the Big Three, though.
It is. It is. I was just trying to think comparatively. It is indie wrestling, but these guys are only indie wrestlers because they choose to be.
When you say indie wrestler, it just means that they don't wrestle for one company or one under one umbrella, although a lot of these guys kind of have exclusive contracts with Ring of Honor, who is allowing them to break the contract and go do this show, or New Japan is allowing Okada to be at this show. So
it's like, they're like...
The term independent wrestlers, some people have negative, some people have positive connotation. Either way, independent essentially just means not WWE.
Thank you.
When you're talking about, this is, Dave Meltzer says it, there's a new YouTube channel. Everyone watches Being the Elite, right? They also have, now Cody has a channel called All Us. and they're doing a series leading up to All In. Dave Meltzer's been on these videos, and he said essentially, and he is a historian, whether you like him or not, this guy's been covering the sport of professional wrestling for nearly 40 years, says right now the business is healthier than since WCW was around, and this show is the biggest non-WWE show since WCW was around. Who knows where it goes from here? All I know is I'm all in. I'm going to be able to say I was there when it started, because I know this is the start of something. You got to believe this is the start of something, right? This isn't a one-off.
The start of something beautiful. No, it's definitely not a one-off. Definitely, we've got
more all-ins.
All in two, all or maybe two, all in again.
All. What about the conspiracy theory that, because Ring of Honor is airing this on their Honor Network, is Honor Club as well, that really this is really a Ring of Honor event?
It's not.
It kind of is, but there are a lot of non-Ring of Honor acts on it.
Although, if I'm gonna be real here, if you were asking me what I would call the show, I would call it a Bullet Club show. Now, say what you want, but like, is it ROH?
I would call it
a Bullet Club show.
The NWO put on WCW NWO shows. They had WCW NWO video games, but the Bullet Club, I would say, at this point, bigger than the NWO ever was.
Yeah, fair enough. You
watch a baseball game. You'll see Bullet Club shirts. Yeah. Wait, what shirt am I wearing right now?
For life.
That's a Bullet Club t-shirt. Biz Cliz. Ruling the world. Because professional wrestling rules the world.
It does.
And then...
fantasy football team name, by the way.
Is?
One of my team names. The Chimerican Nightmare.
I like that. That's good. That mixes
Chimera
your favorite saint and your favorite wrestler, Cody. I like that. That's very clever. But you know what? It's now time... for the end of the show. We're coming up on 20 minutes. And what did we promise at the beginning of the show?
Mae Young talkabouts things.
Yes.
Oh, can we also talk about Corey Graves? Really funny.
Uh-huh.
A Roman Reigns starter pack, Taz Jr., and a guy that looked like Santino.
The jobbers on SmackDown Live. That really made you laugh.
And also...
Taz Jr. was a good one. Hijo de Taz.
And what happened? Roman Reigns' beard was white. Shout out to that guy for that.
Uh-huh.
And then also, on Monday, Authors of Pain... Please, forever and always, more book and reading references, please. Pay attention. The Authors of Pain, they speak in author or reading a book, similes, metaphors. It's great.
What are the chances they come out with the guy who hosted Reading Rainbow?
LeVar Burton!
Yeah.
LeVar Burton! LeVar!
Maybe he'll manage them their WrestleMania match.
And Mr. Make it so. That's all he would say before it starts. That'd be great. I'm down for that. I love it. The final chapter is the name of their finisher.
Yeah.
And by the time that anyone is done reading what the Authors of Pain are going to write all over this tag team division on Raw, it'll already be the end.
Do you think
so? Good.
But maybe the Authors of Pain won't succeed because nobody likes books anymore.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And another thought, Occam's Razor. It's a thing, right? Usually the simplest explanation is the correct one.
Yes, and Occam and Razor.
I don't know what that means.
That's their names.
Pointing that
out. Very clever.
But I don't know what that means.
Is that your new favorite team of the week? Your new favorite workers? Your best of the week is the Authors of Pain?
No, best of the week is the Roman Reigns starter pack and Taz Jr.
Cody loves himself some jobbers. My favorite was...
Brooklyn Baller for Hall of Fame.
Charlotte coming back looking bigger and better than ever in that tag match. I mean, she was...
Can't wait for the four-way...
All the way live.
The four-way KY Jelly... Mud, paddle on a pole, bra and panties match between Sasha and Bayley and Charlotte and Becky.
That will never happen.
It won't, but...
We're living into the day of the women's revolution. And
is there an evolution?
We're on to the evolution through the revolution. Mae Young Classic being taped. Clint Domain wanted me to tell everybody he's selecting Caitlyn to return to WWE and win it because he loves her Instagram. And also that is why... He's got an issue. He can't get off of Caitlyn's Instagram, Cody. He wasn't able to do the show today.
It's not even.
But I don't blame him, because speaking of All the Way Live, my pick to win it all, though, I might go with Caitlyn. Caitlyn, or look out for, I believe, her name's Sienna in Impact Wrestling. She's going by her real name, Allison Kay. Look out for her in the Mae Young Classic coming out this week. Cody has no idea who anybody in the Mae Young Classic is.
That's not true.
Because he hates women. Or is that not
Wait,
true?
Wait, no, what are you doing?
Am I
no.
spreading lies and rumors?
Yeah, absolutely. Rumor and innuendo, Alan. Bullshit. All
okay.
of it. FAM, FAM. But what I'm going to take here, she won't win. She won't win. But I, now that I've scrolled through the list here, because I'm not trying to front, I'm scrolling through the list of competitors, and I am like 100% down for Casey Catanzaro.
The American Ninja
Warrior. Hell yeah, Alan, you know what I'm talking
about. There you go.
She is a fine little firecracker, and I watched her and Akbar Gbajabiamila plenty of times following Monday Night Raw on the USA Network. So I'm going to go with her, because if we're going to talk backstage for just a second, I could see she won't win, but she's a recognizable face. She's one of those, you know, I could see maybe getting pushed to the quarters, maybe the semis, just because she's recognizable. You also have the cross-promotion with USA and their whole Ninja Warrior deal. Keep an eye on Casey Catanzaro.
I mean, I'm excited to see her wrestle, but I do not think she actually wins.
No, she doesn't win.
Yeah. But,
she doesn't win.
We were going to talk some Randy Orton and his promo this week, but he's just way too violent for the show, I think, so I didn't want to bring him up.
That's a real quick before, because I know we're getting to the end. What's Jeff Hardy? Like, what is his... Chat me up, Alan. Jeff Hardy. SummerSlam.
He's going to die. We're going to see the death of Jeff Hardy, unfortunately. He was already erased. The Enigma was erased.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's going to probably lose the Shinsuke Nakamura and then probably get violently destroyed by Randy Orton, who is really gone off the deep end because he doesn't feel he gets respected enough because he's won everything. You know, Randy Orton's my favorite to win next year's Royal Rumble. He's already way too violent for the WWE.
If we've seen extreme Jeff Hardy, he is gone away.
There's not a building high enough for Jeff Hardy to jump off of and to take out Randy Orton at this rate.
The Enigma has been raised. What are we left with now? Are we just left with the shell of a former champion?
That or, I don't know, unless he could summon up. I don't know if you've ever heard of Willow.
One time. I watched that one time, that one thing.
Look up Willow, everybody. That's your homework. Until next week's show, look up Jeff Hardy, Willow, in Impact Wrestling. That might be the charismatic Enigma's only hope when it comes to Randy Orton. But we're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. We got to get out of here. We went over the 20 minutes. Good thing we had overtime this week. No Clint Domain to hold us down, but he should be back next week for a SummerSlam preview. Cody, any parting words? A John Cena trivia question, a hot take, anything.
I guess we'll start with the trivia question. You know John Cena's favorite video game? Interesting, fun fact. I've played it as a child. You played it as well. I don't know.
Hamburger Time.
I know you have. It's a PC game.
Duke Nukem.
Comrade Ready. Boris Ready.
Is that
Building Ready?
Sim City. Is that Super Punch Out?
Red Alert: Command and Conquer.
Oh damn!
Love Red Alert: Command and Conquer. It's a great game there.
What a nerd.
And I mean, as far as the hot take goes, I'm looking very much forward to that tag match, as I said at the beginning of the show here, and then the SmackDown tag match, that is, and just any kind of this is SummerSlam. I expect one way or another there to be a moment where if you play drinking games while watching WWE special shows, that you will then have to down your entire drink at some point, and then all of the alcohol in the building, because that rule only applies when there's a return, a debut, a face or a heel turn. So I think we're going to see one of those four things. Hot take, I know, right?
Very hot take.
But somebody's going to do something.
You're burning it down.
And a question, I guess we'll go over this other, but Braun Strowman, he might just lose that briefcase. But we've got another week.
I thought it was a lunch pail. There we go! That's the 20 by 20. Remember, you could always get the 20 by 20 right to your mobile device on the 103.7 The Game mobile app, or just by subscribing to the 103.7 The Game podcast feed.
Oh, and since you got the trivia question wrong on the way out, play me something Hulk Hogan.
It's already been playing, and we've gone way over. So we got to get out of here. 103.7thegame.com as well. If you want to listen to this or anything from 103.7 The Game, on-demand audio section, wrestling fans. Until next week, SummerSlam week. For Cody, I'm Alan. The show is so over.